Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's do this!
And now, Chuck and Winkler. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. We'll talk Jimmy Nelson. We'll talk Zach Davies. We'll talk Baker Mayfield with Adam McKelvey, Brewers.com, MLB.com. We'll chat with him around 9 o'clock this morning as he continues his coverage out in Arizona. Our crew is back in state. We'll still have some spring training coverage for you tonight at 6 o'clock, as you've been accustomed to over the last week. Tim and Billy, spring training live tonight at 6. Get back into the Bucks here. Quick shout-out to UW Oshkosh, D3 champions. I don't know if you saw any of that over the weekend, but the game was on. Okay, so I found out that UW Oshkosh was in the D3 championship Saturday morning.
I found out Friday when one of our former interns, Bodie, mentioned something.
Yeah, Nick Bodie, who did a great job last week for us. Mm-hmm. And then I saw it on our Facebook page at 105.7 FM The Fan, and it said the game's on at 6 o'clock. So I go, okay, it's probably on TV. I looked around and couldn't find it. Kept scrolling. It was a tape-delayed affair. It was on CBS Sports Network at 10 p.m.
Okay.
So I did tape it. Enjoyed a night out with a buddy at the house show for WWE, and then the pot of stuff that happened, and then came back and ordered some pizza and watched UWO win a D3 championship. So congratulations to them for all their success.
Yeah, I mean that's a hell of an accomplishment, man. I mean, the D3 basketball in this state is awesome with what you had. I mean, look at Whitewater has been good. Oshkosh, their runs. You know, Platteville had their run. Stevens Point has been very good. Eau Claire, you know, then they're not very good, but they had their run maybe 20 years ago when they had a guy by the name of Ken Anderson there, coach of the team. But yeah, the D3 ball in this state is very good.
Isn't he a wrestler?
That's, yes, out of a different one, no. He's out of like Manitowoc
or Mr. Two Rivers. Kennedy?
Mr. Kennedy, yeah. Wrestles with Dave Hero's organization, the Great Lakes Championship Wrestling these days. But, yeah, different Ken. The Ken head coach at Eau Claire is probably about 40 years older.
Yeah, I had a good time at the house show. The WWE house shows are weird because they're more intimate, and the wrestlers will talk more to the fans.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was cool, but there was not a lot of star power there. Ronda Rousey was there. She had like a three-minute match. Braun Strowman was there. I did leave before that match happened. The Revival and Bobby Roode and Chad Gable is probably the match of the night. It went 30 minutes.
Wow, so that's a lot for a house show.
Yeah, it was fun. I probably paid too much for the seats because I wanted to sit close to the floor. I didn't need to.
Did you go by you went with a buddy, not by yourself?
No, I went with a buddy.
Okay.
We got on the Jumbotron because they were asking for people to take pictures and mm-hmm. use the hashtag WWE Milwaukee, and like 8 people did, so they showed my picture on repeat for like 30 minutes.
See, I just think, did they have like the Jumbotron and everything, or the Titantron?
The Titantron was a smaller version.
Okay.
I mean, Elias is the guy who has the guitar. He was awesome, because he was like, he came out and started singing Shallow, the Lady Gaga Bradley Cooper song.
Yeah.
And so everyone cheered. They were so pumped. And then he goes, yeah, the Brewers suck. They choked, and the Bucks are going to choke just like the Brewers did. And everyone booed. And he goes, you know, this is such a great arena. It's a problem that it's filled with such filth. You people.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah. Drawing heat. That's what that's what makes him good.
Yeah, but he did.
He could draw some heat.
He did a good job. It was an all right show.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Fiserv Forum hosting the Bucks on Sunday, where they lost to the Sixers. Want to get it Martinez in here. Talk a little Bucks with you guys. Martinez, Port Washington. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Martinez.
What's up, man? Hey, man. That game,
gave me hope regardless of them losing. They lost by five. Now, think about this. Cinco is never going to go 0-for-6 from 3 ever again with wide open shot. Or Lopez. And, you know, Middleton, he didn't do what he's supposed to do to me until, like, towards the end, which is too late for me. But if you look at what the Bucks are doing and how it's set up, I believe in, like, karma from, like, in the past. Like, now, all of a sudden, the Bucks are top 13, best team in the NBA. And all this happened after Marcus Johnson jersey supposed to be retired. As soon as they announced it, it seemed like they just went on a tear and just become the best. And I always said that once he get that jersey retired, because I think it's been a curse on this team for a long time, and I really feel that. But that's just me. But let me get some else. The basketball guys are on our side, dude. Now, we lost yesterday. Toronto lost to Detroit. Every time we lose a game, they lose a game, they should win.
Yeah, Toronto is really – they're showing no, like, desire to take the one seed.
I mean, if the basketball gods are on our side, they haven't been for 30 years. Or maybe since 1971.
But then why did they take Malcolm from us?
Yeah.
Hey, look, Malcolm kind of took himself out a little bit. But look what they did, man. Look at this. Toronto had problems with Thon Maker. The basketball guy somehow got Thon Maker to Detroit, the Toronto killer. They cannot win against Thon Maker for some reason. I don't know what it is, man, but I hope Thon keep on playing like that. I think he deserved to be in the playoffs, and hopefully, you know, we stay at the one, which I think we will, because you said Toronto got to go, like, really good just to take the one from us, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you, though, Toronto, I think I'm more worried about Philadelphia, and not just based on yesterday, but I've always thought Philadelphia really good if they could just get it all together and get everybody healthy and playing at the same time with all the changes they've made, and I thought yesterday we saw a little bit of that. You know, it's not like the Sixers played great defense on the Bucks. The Bucks missed a lot of good looks.
The Bucks had a bad game, and they only lost by 5, dude.
The Bucks went 16-50 from the three-point line, but how many open looks did they miss? It wasn't like the Sixers. You can't sit here and say, God, the Sixers played great defense on the Bucks. Oh, the Bucks missed many open looks, wide open shots that just didn't, I mean, that couldn't go down. I mean, they had so many opportunities to jump right back into that lead, in the lead of that game yesterday. And then, man, missed shot after shot. I mean, Giannis was taking everything he wanted to the rack. I mean, Giannis couldn't be stopped. Nobody could stop him. But the three-pointers, I mean, 16-50. But 34 misses? That's not the Sixer defense. That's just, you just couldn't throw it in the ocean yesterday.
So the Bucks had a bad game. They lose by 5.
Yeah.
They had a bad game. Without Brogdon.
Without Brogdon.
And they lose by 5 to the Sixers. That game didn't give me a lot of pause. I said yesterday, and I'll say this now because it's true, if the Bucks have to play the Sixers in a series, I'm going to be annoyed. That team's going to annoy me very quickly. You said of all the Sixers teams you've ever seen, this might be the one you hate the most.
It is, without a doubt.
This team is going to annoy me. I like Embiid as a player. He's going to annoy me. Simmons, I didn't realize I hated Simmons, but I guess I hate Ben Simmons now because I did yesterday. Jimmy Butler, I don't have any use for him. J.J. Redick, I've never liked. Tobias Harris, that's a shame that he's with them. Bolben's going to kill us. I feel like Bolben's going to kill us.
God.
I
saw him up close yesterday.
He's tall.
Oh, my God. What a specimen, man.
That's why we said he'd be in the new Space Jam.
Not only that.
An alien.
Not only that, man. That guy is strong. That guy's got muscles coming out of his ears. Seriously. He reminds me of like the old... I mean, he could be a pro wrestler. At 7 feet tall. You know? Man, the guy was built.
Yeah.
Who's that wrestler? I think he's from India.
Jinder Mahal?
No. Tall guy.
Oh, because Jinder Mahal was at the house show.
No.
You're thinking of the Great Khali.
Great Khali.
Yeah, you're thinking of the Great Khali.
That's who this Bolden reminds me of.
Yeah.
Bolden reminds me of him, the Great Khali, because you could tell this guy is sculpted. Man, I saw this guy just in his basketball shorts yesterday, and I thought, man, that guy is in terrific shape for a guy who's 7 feet tall. He's built like a rock. He sucks as a player. God. I mean, he's terrible as a player. Absolutely awful. But that's Boban right there.
That's Great Khali's
name. Yeah. I mean, Marjanovic would be best suited being, you know, being in the house show you saw the night before.
At least Bowman can move a little bit, though.
He can?
Well, better than Kali. Kali, like, physically couldn't move.
Yeah. Well, I thought, I mean, the guy, Kali, you know, for a big guy, it's tough for those guys to stay in shape.
What I remember about Great Khali's, like, main tenure in the WWE is every time there would be, like, and, you know, there'll be a surprise tag opponent or a surprise guest, and you're always like, who could it be? Who's returning? Is it CM Punk? And then it was always Great Khali.
Yep. Then they get in the ring, and the show, he'd put a couple of karate chops on you, and that would be it. Show's over.
So I get the sense from most Bucks fans that the Brogdon injury is a concern, but I don't know how concerned people are with the actual loss yesterday. There's some people, you know, you're always upset when your team loses, and if you, you know, went to the game yesterday, you're probably upset because, you know, you pay money, you want to see your team win and everything like that. I wonder what they should be doing over the next 12 games. Like, what's the most important thing for them? Is it important that they win? Is it important that they rest guys? Is it important that they figure things out without Brogdon? We put that up on Facebook, so we'll read some answers. But simple question, what are you looking to see out of the Bucks in the next 12 games? Like, what are you going to be crushed if they lose some of these games? Does that matter to you? Because I honestly, I don't want to be... I don't want to write something in stone before it's done, but I think there's about a 1% chance they don't end up with the one seed. They would have to play historically bad.
Yeah.
While Toronto would have to play historically good. Neither team is trending that way. Bucks have the tiebreaker. It's essentially a 4-game advantage. So if the Bucks go 5-7, let's say, the Raptors would have to go, what, 10-2?
You know, I don't even think of that. I want, most importantly, right now, to see the Bucks to be able to show me that they could play well without Brogdon, missing everything he does for this team, everything Brogdon does for this team, they need to somehow patch it up and be, and they're going to miss him, but be as good without him as they are with him. Can they do that? Whether they get the 1 or 2 seed, okay, either way I'm good with, but I just want to see him play well without Brogdon because they're going to have to do that. Whoever they face in the postseason, they're going to have to prove that they can beat a good team without Brogdon.
We'll read some of your answers. We got the MVP coming up here. I think that's a pretty obvious one, so you can win some Chili's coming up in about 20 minutes. We'll talk some more Bucks. Next 12 games, I mean, what are you looking for? There's one guy who's come up a lot in these answers that Bucks fans were maybe a little more optimistic about that they may have already changed their tune on. We'll tell you about that coming up as well. It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Let me tell you quickly about our friends at Perkins, where they've got the $9.99 burger combos. Served with fries and a slice of pie, the $9.99 burger combos you can get available at Perkins. From the A1 Tangler burger, to the classic cheeseburger, to even the breakfast burger. So you know when you get there like 10, 11, do I want breakfast, do I want lunch? Get a patty. Throw the eggs on it. Throw the hash browns on it. You've got yourself a burger. The breakfast burger, 100% Angus beef with the fries and a slice of pie, $9.99. Burger, fries, and a slice of pie for $9.99. Even if you don't get that combo, you're getting a slice of pie today. It's Pie Society Monday. So go after 11 o'clock. When you get a meal, they'll give you a free slice of pie at Perkins. It's Chuck and Winkler again. Over the next 12 games, what are you looking for out of the Bucks? Is winning as important as getting that chemistry figured out? Without Malcolm Brogdon, you tell us. Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
They played well today.
That's Mike Budenholzer, which we never refer to him as, Coach Bud of your Milwaukee Bucks. 125 they put up yesterday against the Sixers, but Philly had 130. Bucks fall yesterday on ABC television. Nico gets the start yesterday. Mirotić, 24 minutes, 1 of 7, only 2 points, and those came at the rim. 0 for 6 from 3. He got the start in place of Malcolm Brogdon, who's going to be hurt and out at least 6 to 8 weeks. We'll see if he comes back 100%. So what do you want to see over these next 12 games from the Bucks? Comment here on Facebook from Aaron says, stop starting Nico. Both games he has started as a Buck, he looked bad. Start Snell. He's been with Middleton and Giannis in the starting lineup many, many times. Also, in the games where Snell has started this year, he's been pretty solid. So it is going to be important to find out what this team looks like and what their best sort of version of themselves is without Brogdon. Based on yesterday, you say maybe it's not with Mirotić in the starting lineup. We'll see how much run they give him. They've got the Lakers in town tomorrow night. We'll see how much run they give him as a starter before they mix that up a little
bit. Yeah, I mean, that could change tomorrow night against the Lakers. They could put Snell or somebody else in there, but I just think it's not necessarily starting, but it's finding the right combination of guys who are going to play when it counts most, and you know the two or three different combinations it's going to take in the second half to win these games. But yeah, whether he starts or not, I mean, some guys care, some guys don't. Whether or not they start or not, but Mirotić, I always thought, you know, a little offense coming off the bench. That's why he was brought in here not to start.
Right,
he was brought in here to get some offense off the bench.
How, like, I feel like there probably should be more panic for the Brogdon injury, or no? I think everybody's bummed, but I don't feel.
I'm concerned, man.
The panic.
I am concerned. No, I don't think the season's lost. But geez, when that news came down Friday or Saturday afternoon, I was like, man, that's huge.
I see the game yesterday. They were without Brogdon. They shot very badly. The Bucks did. They lose by 5 points. I don't think not having Brogdon would cost you a series against the Sixers. And I'm trying to figure out which teams not having Brogdon would cost you a series against. Against the Sixers, I just think the Bucks they've got better depth. Giannis only played 36 minutes yesterday. Remember, in the playoffs, Giannis will be playing 40, 42 minutes. There'll be 4, 5, 6 minutes more of Giannis than we've been getting in these games. So every game you look at that the Bucks lose, throw in 6 more minutes of the greatest player in this league.
Yeah, but look what Brogdon brings. I mean, with this...
I know, I don't want to downplay how good he is.
No, I just think he's...
I think the Bucks are still so good they can win these series without him.
Yeah, I think once you get to the second round, you're going to need... I mean, because you got to this point, of course, the MVP has carried them, but Brogdon has been so steady on this, you know, getting about 16 points a game and, you know, how good he is at the free throw line. I feel like that guy doesn't, nothing rattles that guy. I mean, how many times this year when he's gone on the road or in a big moment, boom, calmly stepped up and hit a three and hit some big free throws down the stretch. He's so good. He's so good. I just think, and defensively, I mean, look at him, and he's not a terrific athlete by any means. But, man, he's always in the right spots, both ends of the court. He's a big loss. I'm not saying you can't beat Philadelphia, but having Brogdon makes you a complete team. They're not complete without him.
No, I agree. I don't know if it's going to cost them until, like, if you want to beat Golden State, you need Brogdon. You need him. If you want to beat the Sixers, I think you can beat him without Brogdon. If you want to beat Toronto, I still think you can beat him without Brogdon. The Celtics, I'm not quite sure of.
I think you make things tougher in yourself without Brogdon.
That goes without saying.
You make things much tougher.
That goes completely without saying.
Because you need Middleton. You got to have Middleton. He's got to be good every game. If you don't have Brogdon, you're going to need Bledsoe to be good every game. You just need more consistent effort. Because you know Giannis is going to play great. But you need everybody else to be consistent without Brogdon.
Brogdon's great. Brogdon's injury will affect this team. I don't know if it's going to cost them a series, though, if he doesn't come back. Let's say he doesn't come back until the finals. Or he comes back and he's not 100%.
If you told me right now, if both guys are going to be unrestricted free agents at the end of the season, Middleton or Brogdon, which one you got to have? You got to have Brogdon. Might not have said it after the playoffs last year, but I think right now, if you were to tell me, I got to have that guy, I got to have Brogdon on this team.
Do you think not having him is going to cost you any of these series? I don't.
Well, I don't know. I think it's, like I just said, I think you make things. Yeah,
maybe the Celtics.
You're not as good. You're not as good.
I have nightmares about the Celtics.
I just think that you're just not as good.
I agree
without
with that.
Brogdon, and that's where I think.
But I still don't think they're going to lose a series because of him.
I think you can beat. I think you beat Indiana. I don't think much of Indiana.
I think nobody does.
I think you could beat Indiana. I think Philly.
They can win a series without Brogdon against Philly.
I don't know. I mean, it's gonna. Not that they can't, but it's not. It's not as clear cut as it once was.
Well, what about Boston? What about Toronto?
Same with those teams. I think either one of those. I think they go. You without Brogdon, you go 7-0. All against all three of those teams, Toronto, Boston.
I'm trying
and Philly.
To get you to have a definitive.
Yeah, I think you go 7. Answer. I think you go 7 against all of those. Yeah, you can beat them, but you give yourself a much better chance. I don't know. I want to see how they play without Brogdon. I mean, yesterday, you know, they lost, but I'm not gonna say, well, geez, they're terrible without Brogdon. Okay, other guys have got to play better. Bledsoe and Middleton got to play better. But they could beat, sure, they could beat Philadelphia. I just don't like them as much as I did prior to Brogdon's injury.
I like the Bucks with Brogdon better than I like the Bucks without Brogdon. I don't think missing him is going to cost them a series in the East.
I think it could.
And if it does, it will be against the Celtics.
I think
that's where I'm at.
I could see them losing a second round. Before, where I said, you know, I think they'll go at least to the conference finals. Now I'm not so sure without Brogdon.
414-799-1250. Dave is in Greendale, home of Greendale Martin Luther, state champs.
Division three.
What's up, Dave?
People Pond?
Yeah, my grandson actually goes there.
Oh, he does? Okay.
And I've never called this show before, and I've been listening since I met Chuck at Ray and Dots.
Oh, you met me at Ray and Dots? How long ago was that?
Oh, you were still with Wicket.
Oh, it must have been a long time ago.
It was a long time
ago. I wasn't dating him. I was a partner with him on the show.
Well, Dave, yeah. We got to give you this, first of all. It feels
like the first time. Hey, Dave. Greendale people always go to the front of the line, my friend, and don't be a foreigner to the show.
Yeah, don't be a foreigner.
Well, I won't
be. It's my hometown, my friend.
I don't need to call often. But I'm glad you mentioned Martin Luther, because that was something I've been waiting for with you just about having your initials on their jerseys.
Yeah, oh. Frames, that should have been our whole show today. With
what's
you
that, Martin Luther?
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. Martin Luther.
Got Mike
Luther?
McGivern on staff, on their staff. Got you. We haven't mentioned Greendale Martin Luther until now.
Those guys.
Huge injustice.
Those
by
guys
us.
May have saved the school. I'll say that. They may have. No, I'm serious. That school was about ready to become extinct. Okay.
Really?
Yes. Roman had been dropping off and all that. I think that. I think they helped kick some life back into that school. Absolutely.
Well, they were
I'll go that
pretty
far.
Dominating in the playoffs. I thought.
They were, and they and that Waupun team. Wow, that's a damn good team. They beat. They yeah, beat a damn good team in the finals. Yeah, they beat a damn good team. So man, that's I never thought Martin Luther would ever win a state championship. Honest to God, I never thought it would.
First one.
Never thought it would ever happen. Yeah, never thought they'd ever get the state. But yeah. So, but I mean, yeah, congratulations out to them because they definitely earned it, man. They,
yeah, that's
that,
sure.
That is a damn good team. And that's a good, and the program they built, it's new heights. That's the best the program's ever been. And I played there in the 80s, and we had some good teams, but not like this one. We wouldn't beat these guys in the alumni tournament like we beat all those other teams. So we went to the alumni tournament 10 years in a row. My class of 85 team, we'd be hard pressed to beat those guys if we ever met them in the alumni tournament, that's for sure.
You might have to volunteer to try.
No, I think my days are done. But go ahead. What do you want to say, Dave?
Well, that was about it. I just wanted to say that I think Coach Butt would be smart enough to make amends for Brogdon missing a couple of games, or a couple of months, I should say. You know, he's a smart coach, and I think they got enough players on that team where they'll figure it out.
Boy, we'll see.
Right.
That remains
Don't be
to
a
be
foreigner,
seen.
Dave.
Don't be a foreigner.
All right.
That remains to be seen. I think these next 12 games. I mean, I hope he does come back in the second round at least. But I think we'll find out the next 12 games. You know, you talk a little about experimenting. I think they're going to have to find out what they could do without Brogdon.
I wasn't sure if this moment would ever come. I thought you'd going to be talking about Greendale Martin Luther for at least 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
You sounded like you were going back to a special place there in your mind.
No, Well, those guys would jump over us if we played them in a basketball game. Our 85, yeah. I mean, yeah. Those guys would, I mean, they're so much more athletic now than we were back in the 80s. I'm not taking away from our teams, but this team, man, this is a hell of a team, man, they put together.
799-1250. We'll talk more on this Brogdon injury coming up with you guys. 414-799-1250. We'll talk some Brewers with Adam McKelvey in about 30 minutes, and also your chance at free food coming up with the MVB. Wait until we do the little thing. Don't jump the gun here. We won't get you. Wait until we play the little Chili's MVB. I know everybody wants their Chili's, but we got to get after it. It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins. You know what? We'll play it right now. So go ahead and call Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan.
This is Chuck and Winkler on the only station Bucks fans need. Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler inside the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios, 414-799-1250. When there's a post-game show, they name the MVB. And then the next day, we ask you who it was for free Chili's. This would be one of those times. Let's get out to Mike in Waukesha. Mike, who was the Chili's MVB in yesterday's loss?
Giannis.
Was it Giannis, the Greek freak?
Chuck, Bart, the outcome on the floor at Fiserv Forum wasn't good yesterday, but the output for Giannis Antetokounmpo was a career-high 52 points for the Greek freak. He's your Chili's MVB, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
We thank Anthony Mandela there. Mike, congratulations. That's free food at Chili's. Did you have something else you wanted to get on the air today?
Yeah, guys. I've got the Wisconsin Badgers and Marquette going to the Final Four.
You do? How the hell can you do that?
It's the year of Wisconsin teams going all the way, baby.
Well, the Brewers did not go all the way.
And then cutting our hearts out of right
the
end.
And the Packers didn't even get to 500.
Well, I'm not a Packer fan, so whatever.
Now, UW Oshkosh won.
Yeah.
Over the weekend.
And Martin Luther won.
Yeah. And hey, did you know 5 Wisconsin teams won championships this weekend?
Yeah.
I mean, so maybe you are right.
5 girls teams won the state championships the previous weekend.
So maybe Mike is right.
And Steph Sutton's Brookfield Central team?
Yep. Steph Sutton's Brookfield Central team.
Her on the air. Well, I bet she's glowing today.
She's glowing. We'll talk to her.
The former tennis champion of the state?
Yeah, I'll bet you a Perkins breakfast that Marquette and Wisconsin will both win their first seed.
Both win their first game?
Yep.
All right, I'll bet you a Perkins breakfast. So they both have to win?
Yes, sir.
And if either one of them lose, I get free breakfast?
But you get a free one anyway, don't you?
I don't know why you're accusing me of...
Don't you get a free one when you go in there?
I have eaten there for free maybe once or a few times.
So, I mean,
but I've also
is that
paid,
a fair bet?
I've also paid my hard-earned money.
Is that a fair bet?
And I
just got free either way.
Generously there.
Chuck, you're in on this, too. I don't care if you're not betting.
Okay.
If I lose, you're in on it, too.
Because I don't think Wisconsin, I think one of those teams, probably both, are going to get beat in the first round.
Well, let's hope I'm right.
Okay, I'll be in with two.
All right.
Let's hope I'm right.
Okay.
All right, boys.
All right, you have a good one.
All right.
All right.
If we lose the bet, Bart, you use your freebie way, your power there to get us a free, without the pay, a free play.
I don't always get free there, just so you know. Are you getting free Roberts every time you go in there? Wow. You never exchange cash at Roberts?
sometimes.
Reams. You got to give Paul a little bit of scratch here and there.
Paul scratches my back, I scratch his back.
Wow. Ramsey.
Yeah.
Let's get out to Trell on the north side as we're talking Bucks and the Brogdon injury. 799-1250. What's up, T?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, it's all right to be an optimist, and some people, you know, they want to be a pessimist, that's all right. But I think the most important thing is that we be a realist. And Bart, what you said this morning that the Bucks can still make the do everything they were going to do before, and I think that's not realistic at all. Malcolm Brogdon is the most guy besides Giannis who scores the most meaningful points for the Bucks throughout a game.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the glue player on that team. He's the straw that stirs the drink and makes everything come together.
I'm just saying. I think the Bucks are so good that they can beat still these teams in the East without him.
Oh no, I think Brogdon's a big part of the reason why they're so good.
I'm not trying to downplay his injury. Although it sounds like that's what I'm doing, but exactly. That's how good I think the Bucks are.
They're very good, but this takes their floor
I thought their floor before his injury was the Eastern Conference Finals. And I thought, of course, they could. I thought the ceiling, of course, was winning the whole damn thing. But this takes their floor back to the second round now.
Yeah.
If he can't come back, if he can't get back in 6 weeks on the earlier part of that, 6 to 8, and not only come back, but play at the level he was playing at, which that's asking a lot, we can have some trouble in the second round. And I don't care if we're playing Philly, if we're playing Boston, or if it so happens that we're playing Toronto.
No, you and I agree. I agree. I mean, they're going to have a tough time in that second round without Brogdon, man. Not saying they can't win it. It's going to be a tough.
It's going to be a very tough hill up. And I would say this. If he does come back, because I heard that he said that it's minor, so maybe they're just giving him that 6 to 8 window. If it's possible he can get back to 46 and get back, I have no concerns. I think they can still get through the East. But if he doesn't, and Middleton doesn't play to that level that he played in the playoffs last year, man, I don't know how the Bucks are going to tell their fan base giving this guy 30-something million, because that 19 points he scored last night was so quiet. Don't even remember him at all.
Yeah. No, he was at 4 for 14 at one point last night. He was he definitely disappeared, and that's disappointing. Now, if they don't have Brogdon and Middleton leads the way, I mean, obviously second fiddle to Giannis, and Middleton steps up and they beat Boston or Philly or Indiana in the second round and he plays out of his mind, then, you know, obviously you're going to have to second guess that feeling about Middleton, because he got it done when it counted most in the postseason. But I'm not counting on it. I just don't feel good about their chances of winning a postseason second-round series without Brogdon.
Charles, thanks for the call. We'll get to some more calls here in a moment. Adam McKelvey at 914-799-1250. A couple messages coming in here. First off, this is from Pat over at Perkins, who runs the shops over there. He says, Bart, from now on, you will never have to pay, but Chuck needs to.
I do. I thought he liked me.
It says it right here if you need confirmation that I'm not making this up.
Oh, but I need to.
You should never pay, but Chuck needs to.
Okay. All right.
So,
well, you know what? I would expect to, because
I'm happy to pay.
That's your company.
Although I'm going to take Pat up on that, because I had a bad weekend at Pato, and I don't even know if I can.
You might need a few. You might have to go there every night.
The pools I want to get in there.
You might have to eat lunch there, dinner there.
Yeah. I'll just take whatever people leave on their plate. I'll be out back. I'll just eat that. Sith Lord sends in a tweet, tweet video. You guys can do that at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Here's our buddy Sith.
You know, true, the Bucks only lost by 5 points yesterday, but going into that fourth quarter, the game was still within reach, but further away than you would like it to be. Then in the fourth quarter, got a little out of reach, and they managed to come back. But that's also because, you know, every trip down, the Bucks are throwing up a three-pointer, you know, hit a few down there. And Philly's not. They're almost playing a prevent defense, if you will, you know. So that's why the game was only a 5-point game, because we pretty much got our ass kicked besides Giannis yesterday. And, you know, thinking about that team, everybody says, and including myself, I guess I thought this, that, you know, we'll be able to beat Philly in a 7-game series because our players 1 through 10 are just so much deeper than theirs. But their 1 through 5 is better than ours. And I don't know, you know, I think the team I fear the least, you know, going into the playoffs as it sits right now is Toronto, because I think Philly and the Bucks, like, it's just bad blood between those two teams. I think that Toronto is not what they thought Toronto was going to be. And you know, Boston just has enough talent and the coach to match. So it's like, you know, at this point for me, I'm least worried about Toronto.
Just want to follow up. Pat sends another text that says, actually fine, Chuck can ride your coattails.
Oh, okay.
So
whatever it takes to get a free meal there.
Well, now if I go to see Paul Roberts, I expect a slab of meat when I walk in. A little pro bono.
You mean a little bacon or sausage patties?
Oh, whatever. If I go to Roberts, if I go to Perkins.
Oh, you're going to go to Roberts.
Yeah, if you're going to get a free meal at Perkins, I want to get something free over at Roberts. Basically, this has nothing to do with who we're talking about. I need money to play tournaments this week, because I had a very bad night at Pato.
Yeah.
And if the entries are due by Wednesday, payday's not till Friday.
Take Oregon minus the one.
Oh, I want to. Yeah. I want to bet all these listeners.
And I'll tell you what.
Wisconsin.
I wouldn't say, you know, Murray getting the 4.5 from Marquette isn't the worst play in the world either. All right, back to this Bucks thing here. I think Philly, man, look, they got some swagger to that team, too. I mean, then it's going to be a good team. I mean, what'd you think of Embiid's little act after he hit the three to kick the lead up to seven? I was right down there at the time. I went down to half court. He was, or one of the ends of the court, and he was talking as a big time trash.
Yeah, it's going to be a frustrating series if that matchup happens.
And when he came out of the huddle, I think he pointed to his junk one time. He did something similar to that, and I think he kind of hesitated.
I'm sure I would guess, if I just had to guess, I would guess that Joel Embiid is very well endowed. If I'm just guessing.
Well, I don't care whether or not he is.
So I'd be pointing at my junk after every shot, too.
Tell you, though, when he went...
Make a guess that three little Winklers equal one Embiid, little Embiid.
He's a big guy.
Would you take the over and under?
I've not seen your little
that
Winkler.
If you stacked me three times, it would equal one Embiid? It
could be. I don't know how he is in that area, but, man, he's...
That's just going to be my guess.
I could see him being, you know how Barkley was when the Sixers fans hated Barkley when he came into the old arena?
Yeah.
I could see Embiid being the new bad guy.
Sure, yeah.
I could see him being the new bad guy.
And he'll thrive in that role.
Oh, of course he will.
That.
Oh, absolutely.
He's got the play to back it up.
He does. Oh, man, mm-hmm. He does, man. Hitting that three, that was a big shot. But he's hit a couple of free throws at the end, too.
No, Embiid's probably still even bigger than that. Okay, let's go to Charles on the north side, 799-1250. What's up, Charles?
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, what's up, Bart? What's up, Chuck? As I was telling the screener earlier, I don't think Philly could beat the Bucks in a seven-game series because I think eventually the defense will wear Philly down. In a seven-game series, and if you look at it, Philly just hit some tough shots yesterday, and Bucks just missed a lot of open shots, especially in that first quarter. Really put them behind. What were they, 1-for-18 from three-point line? That was a little too much. They needed to just do more, move the ball more, get more easy shots. But I think in a seven-game series. And you figure Brogdon will be back by sometime in the second round or even before the conference finals start, if not sooner. But I just think defensively, the Bucks defense is going to wear down a lot of whoever they face in the second round. And that's one reason I think they would beat Philly, because Philly's defense didn't really stop anybody yesterday. You know, when you really look at it.
Yeah, well, you know what's odd about that is Philly's the road team, okay, and they come in and they shoot 47% from beyond the arc in the Bucks gym. The Bucks, the home team, 16 of 50 for 32%. You would have guessed it would have been the other way around. You know, the Bucks in their home gym would have been shooting the lights out, but it was Philly who came into their place and couldn't miss.
Yeah, they missed 34 threes, the Bucks did.
I know.
That's a lot.
And most of those were early, though. I mean, they really got off to a horrendous start.
I would like to say that I like Giannis taking threes. I like that he's eager and willing, and eight of them yesterday almost making a point to take threes. Because people are giving him that space.
Oh, they are.
And if he keeps knocking down that shot, look, I'm not going to reinvent basketball analysis here, but draw that guy a little closer. Giannis is an open lane.
And anytime Marjanovic is on you,
Boban,
you take it right to the big fella. Cause he ain't got a prayer in guarding you. That stiff has no shot at guarding Giannis. Giannis will dunk it right over his face. Marjanovic. I mean, if that guy wasn't 7 feet, 260 pounds, all right, and athletic as all hell. That guy wouldn't be in the NBA getting any minutes on a good team.
George is on the north side, 799-1250. What's up, George?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, first I want to I'm gonna talk about my coworker Travell there. You know, I work with him. But, Wink, hey, we don't talk about other, how endowed other men. That's like a no-no. You don't ever. That shouldn't even matter. You just talk about Embiid's basketball prowess.
Well, he's pointing at his junk. I was just kind of thinking out loud.
That's understandable, but that's like, you know.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, George, when I signed up for this job and you go cover locker rooms,
I'm not understanding that. What I'm saying is that's just like a man code.
Going into these locker rooms has been really a downer for me repeatedly. Over and over.
Silly. Your poor wife.
Stop. No, I'll get the job done. Hey, I'll get the job done. But if there's gonna be a talent show,
he's so funny. You're a funny guy.
At least you're not overplaying your hand like most guys do.
Oh, I still think I am overplaying my hand.
Oh my goodness. Okay, but anyway, so you're funny, Wings. The Bucks, we good. Listen, we're the deepest team for a reason. I'm not concerned about it. Yes, we're gonna miss Brogdon, but if you're telling me we miss one player, we lose, then we're not a deep team. The purpose of having a deep team is when one person go down, one has to step up. This is where I'm looking at right here. Chris Middleton, if you don't step up in the playoffs and score at least 30 points to 35 points a game while Brogdon is out, you will not get $30 million a year. I guarantee that. Because at this point, this is where Chris got to say, you know what? I have to pick up, since Brogdon is out, I have to be a little bit more aggressive. I have to put a little bit more in now. I got to show the fans why I want 30 or why I should be paid a max player. Because if he can't show up while Brogdon is out, he's guaranteed don't need to get that money.
But, George, haven't we seen enough of these type of performances from Middleton to realize he's just not that type of guy?
I agree with you, Chuck. But the most important season right now is going to be the postseason. Would you agree?
Yeah.
If he went into the postseason and he averaged about 28 points a game throughout the postseason, at that point, would you feel comfortable giving him that money?
Well, I mean, if he put the team on his back and helped Giannis out a little bit.
I just want him to be able to hold the team up along with Giannis while Brogdon is out until he come back. I think we're deep enough that we can do that. But if he don't show up, I don't even want to pay him that money because he's not a superstar.
He's a star. Yeah, I just
he's a star player.
Yeah, see, I mean, how can you go through 82 games and not be consistent enough yet? And I mean, then I expect him when the lights are shining the brightest in the postseason to be that guy. I just don't see it, man. I mean, I guess he was a little bit last year in a 7-game series in Boston, but man, can a guy just go from being so inconsistent? I mean, I can. The performance he had yesterday and some of the other ones he had this year, there's several bad ones. I mean, what's to say he's not going to do that in the postseason? I mean, that's just the way he is. He's an inconsistent player. When he's good, he's good. But when he's bad, I mean, that was a shallow 19 points he had yesterday.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. We'll talk some Brewers with Adam McKelvey coming up, where Baker Mayfield could have been the story of the weekend there, except for the Jimmy Nelson performance. Is it close for me to admit that I was wrong about that? Adam McKelvey will join us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.